I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 49 of the Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building. Big Homie JoJo.
What it do?
Big Homie Neek. Meek.
Meek.
Meek. Damn, I'm drunk.
Nah, you good.
And of course, Big Homie Pussycat. Big Homie Zuri. I'm fucking with you. How you doing? You good?
Yeah, good.
Back in the building. Yeah. How you feeling? You good?
Good.
You fucked up any couches lately?
Not recently.
All right, that's good. Good to know. So let's get into the first topic on the porch, where we talk about everything going on in pop culture and society, anything that's going on in general. So first thing that's on the docket to talk about, T.I. and Tiny, the sexcapades exposed. What the fuck is going on? What do y'all think about this?
I mean, same thing that's been going on. I mean, it's...
Niggas is horny! Niggas is egregiously horny.
Yeah. I mean, it may not even just be him. It may be... It's both of them. She like it, too.
She just as horny.
Yeah, exactly.
But niggas are saying that he's a criminal for giving people drugs and having sex with them.
Consensual.
I feel like it's a difference between drugging somebody to get them to have sex with you and drugging somebody that has sex with you.
I think it's fucked up that you giving them a drug that's going to make you want to fuck, first of all.
Did they want to fuck before they took the drug?
Yes. Probably that's why you showed up in the first place. Yeah. Well, I think if you get invited to a celebrity house in any way, shape, or form, you should already automatically think in your mind they going to want to fuck.
You know what's going on here.
You gotta just know that off rip, because out of all these people in the world and you pulling up, you just got to know that they
going to... Has any celebrity slid in your DM? Try to get the cheeks.
Yeah.
Did they get the cheeks?
Nah, not all of them. You know,
Zuri, has any celebrity slid in your DMs trying to get the cheeks?
Of course.
Have they gotten the cheeks?
One. Or two.
Who was it?
I can't tell you.
He made you sign some paperwork?
No.
Oh, he's just loyal.
Nah,
who are you loyal to? The homies or this nigga?
I don't want to be putting my business out there like that.
Do we know him?
He just got sent to jail recently.
Oh, we know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It was Lucci?
No.
That's all he for that nigga. I can think of.
It was fucking Lucci, wasn't it?
No. I don't even know him. Yeah.
Oh my god, alright.
Oh, but today's February 1st, so, you know, happy Black History Month.
And those are facts.
So. What they gotta do with him?
Nah, I'm just saying. Happy Black History Month.
I'm confused now. What is that? Is that a clue?
Is that she loves black dick?
Nah.
That's what I
mean. I mean, obviously. Yeah, duh.
You like, no, just kidding. No, for
Zuri
real.
Zuri loves black
if
cock.
If it ain't that's black, it's whack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those line of DMs, she checking them apparently.
That's of course. So funny. But I look at all of them.
But yeah, so I mean, I think it's weird that that's all it took was some random screenshots from some unnamed people for niggas to think T.I. was guilty of this egregious behavior.
Well, you gotta understand, like,
tell me,
as a woman, as an attractive woman,
you alright?
You know, I'm okay. I can hold my own. What I'm trying to say is I've seen some things. I've seen some people act certain ways. I've been in certain, like, I've been around certain people, certain parties. You see it. Like, it's around. It's in the industry. So, it's not shocking. And it's not like I don't feel like it's an allegation. I just think that y'all just got y'all shit. It just blew up in y'all face. Like, y'all know what y'all doing. Everybody in Atlanta know what y'all doing. Like, the only thing that's bothering people is that they're bringing in drugs and now you're threatening people. Drugs was always going to be there. Like, you have an option to either take the drug or get the fuck on. If you decide to take the drug, then you made that decision to go in there on drugs to fuck them. You knew that? Now, sometimes I do feel like somebody can persuade you to do it, like, by using their words, you know, like, oh, you a weak ass bitch. You ain't
man,
going out
that,
shit.
That you was if you really took the drug because they said you a weak ass bitch, you really a weak ass bitch for
those
taking
are,
the drug.
Those are facts, but you got to understand that takes place. You know, like one time I had a celebrity tell me he was trying to holler and I went on there with him. I'm like, I'm good.
Who was it?
I'm not gonna tell you. I can't stand this nigga. But he tried to holler. I went on there with him. He sings. And I said no. I just wanted to take a picture with him, and we took a picture.
Everybody, go to IG.
He asked me for my
quick.
Number. It's not even on there. We took a picture. He asked me for my number, and I was like, you know, I just wanted to take a picture with you. You know, I ain't on that. He was like, get the fuck out of my face then. Get out of my face. He got security coming and everything. I was like, you little bitch.
Oh, he was short.
No, but he was a little bitch because that was a bitch move. Like, what?
That was a bitch move. That was.
What I'm saying is I could have just been like, no, it's cool. No, we good. Like, I'm sure I'll give you your number. What's up? What you want to do? But I ain't do that because, nigga, fuck you. But niggas do that. And some women cannot handle that emotionally. Or, you know, it can mess up their mental. Or they may feel like, oh, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I got to do it because I'm not going to be able to, you know, ever experience this again.
Mm. I feel like they prey on, like, insecure girls and stuff like that. And also, they go to, like, strip clubs and stuff like that. So the women are thinking they about to go get a bag. Like, they fucking with celebrities. They thinking they about to pull up, make some money. So, mm-hmm. But they actually are taking advantage of them. Like, they end up getting fucked, no money. Like,
drugged, who fault is that?
Drugged, fucked, no money. But, see, the thing is, like, when they...
If you a whole professional, like you need to be, if you fucking with celebrities for money, you need to get the motherfucking money up front.
And those are facts.
For sure. Dead ass. The case of deposit.
No, I know a girl, a celebrity, who, she... She had came as a host one time at this club I used to work at. I did bottle service. I wasn't a stripper. But she came up to the club, and she left with one of the promoters. And he like, I'm finna smash shorty. She got in the shower and everything, got out butt-ass naked. Like, you ready? He like, hell yeah, I'm ready. She like, where's the bag? He like, what you talking about? She was like, where's the bag? Like, bitch, I ain't got no bag. And she was like, well, you ain't got no pussy.
So she went all the way back to this nigga crib.
I guess because she assumed, like, you know who I am, nigga. You thought I was finna just pop it for free?
Yes.
I mean, if you ain't letting them know, niggas gonna think that.
Yes, that, like niggas, go, like, niggas not thinking, oh, I gotta pay for this pussy. Yeah. No, we not. You better.
That was kind of on her. Like,
so she wasted her own time.
Yeah.
So she's not a hoe professional. She's just a hoe.
Well, she is definitely a hoe professional.
Now... You know, shit, you learn by experience.
I guess she assumed. You're right.
You can't assume. But yeah, shout out to everybody involved in that. You know, shit, if it was some illegal shit going on, I hope the involved parties get justice. But shit, from what I've been saying, like, she just did her case a whole disservice just by posting random screenshots. Because it turned out, some of them turned out to be fake. Like, they were trolling her. Like, so you got to do your due diligence in that instance and just do some research before you just start posting shit. Cause now niggas like, oh, well, this shit fake. Blah, blah, blah. Right. It only take it, you got 99 instances. If one of them is goddamn fake, it's gonna make everybody think the rest of them fake.
Yeah, that's facts.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so facts. you do victims a disservice by just trying to throw as much shit out there against whoever you're trying to, you know, get dirt on. It make the whole shit look bad.
Yeah. So, and one thing that does I feel like needs to be said is that, like, I don't want the women who were involved or took place and who feel like victims, you know, to feel like people are downplaying that because some women, you know, are victims in situations like that. So just be smart and don't do no dumb shit. If you know you're going to a party with celebrity, just know, like, it's a chance the nigga think you're going to fuck. And that's just off rip. And that's all the time.
I ain't gonna lie. My goal in college, every day, my goal was to fuck something at the end of the day. I'm talking about regular days, like Monday, Tuesday, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You got a point. Saturday. You see that in college, though. Like, if the man on
we campus, trying, niggas is trying to fuck.
He throwing a party. If he a cute, like, he, especially in a fraternity.
And I was a regular house, nigga.
Exactly. You come into his house early in the morning. What you think? Like, what you coming over there for? Like, you know what he, you know what I'm saying? But if
even
he
if
held
they
your
not.
Get your will, that's.
Like, yeah, like, we're not. Yeah. If you're not obligated to fuck
anybody. You're not obligated.
Right. Let's throw that out there. You're not obligated to do shit.
Exactly.
But if a nigga invite you to his room
and he walk out
at
there
1-2 o'clock in the morning. Nigga trying to get his dick.
And he walk out there with his dick out.
We're not about to talk about stocks at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, but the woman would go, the female would go over there too. But
she's I like, just you, wanted to watch.
You know
Frasier.
What? No, you know what he want, bro. You know what he want. At the end of the day, like you right. Going over there.
That
at
nigga
two
was that nigga dick was hard when he was texting you. It was okay. It was up then.
Exactly.
But let's get into the next topic. So. All right, this is a question for all the ladies involved, ladies and gentlemen in the room. You can jump in on this as well. So, lately, since 2021 started, the Instagram and TikTok challenges, the social media challenges have been taking over the internet. We went from the Busted Challenge to the Silhouette Challenge, and it's probably going to be Show Your Booty Hole Challenge next. So, fellas, would you want your girl participating in any of these challenges? You in a committed relationship with your girl, but she on the internet showing that thigh, titty meat, booty meat off to the world. Ladies, if you're in a committed relationship, should you be participating in these challenges?
I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do.
That's a good question.
Zuri?
Whatever she wants.
I'm talking about you. If you're in a committed relationship with your nigga.
If I felt like doing it, I would do it.
You gonna show the world what?
It depends. Like what you talking about now? If it's a booty hole challenge. No.
No, we're talking about like the busted challenge, the silhouette challenge, where these motherfuckers is getting naked.
I've done worse on the internet. I ain't gonna lie.
Your
boobs look amazing, but today, by the way.
Thank you.
I wouldn't mind my girl doing the busted challenge. Like if we had a talk, like she like, babe, I wanna. I'll be like, all right.
I'm saying there was no talk. There was just
no talk.
There was no talk.
I mean, she'd be like, all right, if it ain't no talk, I'll just be like, all right, whatever. I wouldn't trip about it. But now, like she said, now if it's like showing like everything, we got a problem. I can't. You showing people what's going on, but the busted challenge ain't that bad.
The busted challenge was not that bad.
I feel like the busted challenge was bad.
You said the what?
I felt like the busted challenge was bad. I felt like the busted challenge was bad, and I felt like the silhouette challenge was not.
It depends on the person, though, how much it's showing.
Silhouette is new, though.
Some of them are naked.
Okay, so I just recently did the silhouette challenge, but I wasn't naked when I did it.
But that's why I say it depends.
I like show.
In the busted challenge, some girls were like really trying to show they. Some girls wasn't even moving nothing. They wasn't.
I seen somebody with the butt plug in on the silhouette.
Okay,
challenge.
Okay, now they doing too much.
It ain't that.
It was dark as shit, and all you seen was the light.
Oh shit.
The light just like yo, she like a cop car.
I seen that at one of the strippers.
She looked like a cop car.
Light up butt plug. So when they're clapping their ass, you see like a little flashing light.
Do you have a light up butt plug?
That's disgusting.
No, I think I want one now though.
Oh, something stuck in your butt?
You don't? Okay.
Is that what it is?
You don't do anal?
You don't like butt plugs?
Okay, let's do this one at a time. Butt plugs. What the hell is that?
A plug for your butt.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just sit it in your butt and leave it in there?
Yeah, you stick it in your asshole.
I love this show.
Nah, I don't know.
They got vibrating ones. They got big. They got real big ones. They got little ones.
What you mean? Big ones.
He's funny as hell. I'm saying like the strippers. They just put it in there with the light and turn the light on and just start dancing.
Yeah,
and
they got
sparkling.
Yeah, they got sparkling ones.
Don't they got the fidget spinner ones too? Like
they got one with tails. This guy ordered me one. I got one. It has like a little wolf tail. So when you stick it up your ass, like you got a little wolf tail right here. Yeah. Yeah. They got little bunny tails. They got fox tails. They got all types of stuff. Horse tails.
Trying new things.
Yeah. I love
so imagine having a horse tail. So imagine going down there.
Yeah, horse mane with your little horse tail, little unicorn horn.
So you don't want to put a butt plug in?
No, I don't want nothing stuck in my ass.
Feels like, good. That's
it feels
great.
like a piece of shit sitting on the tip of your ass.
Why is that the first thing you think of?
Cause I know like how it is when you got a shit real bad. And you gotta go, and it's like right there at the tip of your asshole. Is that what it feel like?
This conversation just got a lot less sexy.
I'm just saying, that's all I can think about. That's why I'm sitting over here with this disgusting ass face, like, ooh.
You never had a guy stick his thumb in your ass while you're
fucking? Yeah, but we talking about a plug, though, like.
It's like the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I do like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But. Okay. So, ladies, y'all think women should be allowed to do what the fuck they want to do. Fellas, y'all.
I feel like if you're in a committed relationship, first off, it just depends on who you are.
Let's flip the tables. What if your nigga was participating in the silhouette challenge and he was letting that motherfucker dick swing? He was doing a helicopter with that motherfucker. Mm.
Y'all felt some
talking. For the world, Craig. The world. You're going to be mad. Okay. That's the point. So if a nigga can't let his dick swing on the silhouette challenge, why the fuck would you want to show your booty hole?
You're not showing the booty. You're not showing like your actual.
We're not showing the actual shit. Fuck that. You can't see the nothing.
It's a silhouette. You just see my body.
I don't even want to let them see the shadow of your nipple. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, some, but that's what I'm saying. Some people have like the shadow of the nipples and some don't. I literally, I did a silhouette challenge. I was dressed. It was literally just my silhouette.
What you had on?
I had on some shorts and I had on a bra.
I couldn't tell.
Exactly. Because it's my silhouette. It was just my silhouette.
You look good, girl. You look good. But I'm saying, but you get what we're saying now. If your nigga was on the internet swinging dick, you'd be upset.
I slapped shit out of him.
Me.
Side of that.
Yeah, I feel it.
Cause you see this double standard? Because then now I got to fight with my friends. Because like, damn, bitch, I didn't know his dick was like that. Like, you showing everybody, like, what did you... No, you can't do that.
You seeing so-and-so, your girl's...
Zuri, you okay with niggas letting that dick swing? Would you participate in the silhouette challenge with
Yeah, I'm fucking sucking that bitch.
You gonna suck the dick and just be
the silhouette of me sucking his dick.
You a wild motherfucker. I like Zuri. You got fun to Tampa.
Oh, yeah, I got
one. Yeah, I see you on the show, baby.
Men, do not get on there doing a silhouette challenge showing your dick, please, because I've seen a couple of them and
you got horny.
What? Did I?
You wild. You're wild.
It might as well have been porn. He had his dick out.
Hell yeah.
You niggas are wild. Just a random question. This is random shit I was thinking about, right? So, you know, we're in the 20, it's 2021. We ain't had no big major releases yet for music. So who would shake the world up more if they dropped right now? Drake or Beyonce?
Jersey.
Shake the world?
They gonna fucking break the internet.
Jersey.
Drake.
Because we've been anticipating this little album for a year, I guess.
Imagine if we didn't know the album was coming. Just a random Tuesday. That's a good one. That's a good one. She said Rihanna.
I was about to say, like, Rihanna and Drake.
Just Rihanna.
No, I'm saying, like, if you were to compare them two. Now that's like, okay.
Because Beyonce,
Rihanna, Beyonce, or Drake.
Rihanna.
Rihanna's a cheat code because niggas is expecting Rihanna to drop.
Yeah.
What about J. Cole?
Boy, don't say don't. Get out.
I fuck with J. Cole, but no.
I love J. Cole.
Fucking J. Cole. Yeah. Well, there's no fucking.
They not anticipating J. Cole.
All this little baby music, you want me to listen to fucking J. Cole?
I mean, back
Cole
in the day,
nice,
J.
Cole. Though. Cole nice.
Ron says
Cole nice.
What you mean?
This is an anti-J. Cole show.
Oh my god! Not at all. Don't believe him whatsoever.
But I get it. Like, you're not
she
about
a J. Cole
to,
fan.
Me too.
In order to keep the cameras rolling, we got to support J. Cole. All right.
Man, what was it?
She was just
this shit was like
a 20-minute episode.
That shit funny as hell. No, I feel that.
I'm gonna go with Drake though, cause he haven't.
But Drake or Beyonce? Drake or Beyonce?
Drake. I'm going with Drake because he haven't dropped anything, and niggas keep listening to Views, Take Care, and.
Dark
Life
Take.
And
no,
that.
We listen to Dark Tape demos too.
Dark Tape. Oh yeah, we're right, forced.
But that was that
but
was
those,
like some.
That
there was
cool.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it was nothing.
It wasn't nothing wrong.
But those
with
are old songs though. Some of them are old unreleased songs.
That Chicago Freestyle was hard though.
Yeah, that was hard.
Okay, I love me some Drake.
But we need that That's album Drake. Like
so
that.
So Beyonce. So Drake or Drake will break the internet before Beyonce.
I think so.
Break the internet.
Broke the internet. What holiday say?
With that Lemonade album, I still listen to that shit. That shit
I haven't listened to that shit yet, but I realized.
I don't really listen to Beyonce.
No, because Beyonce don't make music for me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, like,
she
Drake,
makes music for me.
See, that's yeah, she does.
Drake. That's
what I was
going to
say. Because Drake got more.
But Drake
I think,
made music
for
everybody.
Yeah,
Beyonce
okay.
made music.
Drake going to have
yeah.
Drake gonna have some Jamaican shit. He might have, like, he just some.
No,
Drake
gonna, Beyonce going to have some shit.
No, she would. Drake going to have some Saudi Arabia niggas rapping on the market.
Yeah,
Drake's
right.
Yeah, for the people, it's different. He's going to have people from over here. He's going
to have some niggas rapping in Russian.
Talking about cheat codes. There you go. He be using cheat codes to get his shit popping.
Oh, Drake.
He got all the cheat codes.
He Drake is hard.
They're not fucking with him just because of him.
Drake.
They're fucking with him because all the genres that he has. Like, he fits into
so
every
Drake not hard? Is that what you're saying?
No. Yeah,
I said we had to get some straightening going on.
I listen to Drake all the time. His music does go hard.
You think he the GOAT? Or y'all think he the GOAT?
Drake?
Rapper?
I mean, he got the cheat codes.
Artist-wise, I don't know. Like, because you know
he a GOAT?
Do you think he's a GOAT? You think he's going to go
what?
Yeah, I like Young Thug.
I like
as a
too.
GOAT?
As a GOAT or just in general?
Yeah, I like Young Thug.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Future who are your top five rappers all time?
Rappers or artists?
Rappers.
Rappers.
Yeah, artists different.
Rappers. I want to hear this.
I don't know. I don't really listen to rap music. I mean, I do, but it's like,
who
I don't
who
have
are
like,
your, who are your top five rappers?
I listen to like R&B mostly. Mm-hmm.
So who's your top five rappers?
I don't know. I like them all.
Top three.
I don't have any top any artists, any. So I can't even tell you.
So if you was, if you could only listen to three rappers for the rest of your life, who would it be?
I don't know.
Young Thug, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, duh. You just said
that. Young Thug, and who else? Two more.
With Drake. No. Chill on me. No. Drake for sure. And I don't know. Who else?
Lil Baby.
Nah.
Da Baby.
Nah.
You don't like neither babies?
Nah.
Right.
They're all right, but to listen to, NBA Youngboy.
NBA Youngboy. You look like you like NBA Youngboy.
Yeah, I would. I like his music.
He's good.
He got a. I was so surprised that he like really got a following like that.
It's
like,
the little brother. It's your little cousin.
Most of my homegirls come in the car and they be one of the white kids.
It's
the
little.
Man.
It's my little cousin. Little, if you're like 16, yeah, your little brothers, they love NBA. Yeah, he's like a god to them.
Them little white
facts.
And the white kids, preppy, they be on YouTube. Yeah, that's how they look up.
White preppy kids love NBA.
He has so much music. It's crazy.
Wow.
So,
but he has music for everybody. NBA Youngboy. Like, he makes different genres of music. Awesome.
No I don't think no 40-year-old man about to listen to NBA Young. 30-year-old. Like, he got it for that.
Weirdo. That's cap.
We'll pull your toppers up.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Who knows?
Yeah, but.
You like what you like, man.
You listen to NBA Youngboy? Me?
Yeah. I
you listen to NBA Youngboy?
I like NBA.
You listen to Drake?
God.
So what?
Who you listen to? K-Dot? You like Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole type? Those Wale?
Old people music.
He like the lyrical conscience.
What's the nigga with the mask that just died?
I forgot his name.
Who?
The mask? Who? The mask?
The rapper that wore the mask?
He wore a mask?
What mask he wore?
I don't know. Who you talking about?
Crazy
with
your
mask.
Well, a rapper?
ODB, Public Enemy, I go way back.
Oh, rapper like the old school with mask.
I like Wu-Tang.
Is he like Tyler, the Creator's friend or something?
Yeah, you like MF Doom.
Future and all Earl sweatshirt. I used to listen to them.
Black
nice.
Thought.
I never.
You listen to Black Thought.
Black Thought.
You could not ride with me at all.
Kodak, what you got against the old?
You could not get the odds.
I've been listening to the goddamn.
Yeah. So when are you guys bringing Young Thug here?
Shit. When Young Thug?
Thug. We gonna post her Instagram at the end of the show because she been talking about you all show. She wants you.
Well, you just
I don't
him.
Want him. Man. He's just cool.
Well, you
he's
just
cool.
With him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's cool as fuck. So
why you been telling him to come here?
I forgot that I was coming here.
You said you know him.
She was just with him yesterday.
I was just with him. I mean,
oh yeah, you should have told him to come through. Come slide.
Shit, I forgot I was even coming here.
Slide.
But yeah, for sure.
Slide.
You guys should have him on here. He's cool as fuck.
Doug, funny as shit.
He's a Leo, like me.
So, did you get his number, or did you follow him on Instagram?
We
got good personality, so.
When your birthday?
August 7th.
Oh, you're a Leo.
Oh, shit. Your
shit is
8th. Wow. Wait,
y'all shit is literally a.
Oh, he's a Leo, too.
Y'all shit a week after mine.
So, it's just a whole bunch of Leos.
July 30th.
Oh, so you're a Leo, too? Wow, Leo.
Yeah, July 30th.
Dang, wow. We got a lot of fire.
Gang shit, no lame shit, nigga.
Got fire in this bitch.
Gang shit, no lame shit.
Hey, yeah, definitely.
Leo gang.
Yeah.
Hold on. What are you?
I'm a Pisces. March 15th.
Oh, hell no. Fuck
get out.
No.
What y'all got against
Pisces? Get that out
what y'all
out.
Got against Pisces?
Everything. What's yours?
Everything.
What is yours?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn? Oh, okay.
You're tolerable.
But
I'm
no, amazing. Pisces, what's my ex is March 14th, and they, he's the worst.
Oh, March 15th. And mine is March
15th. Toxic.
Ooh,
toxic.
Get out.
I love
boo.
Toxic is
fuck out of here, nigga. Oh shit!
No Pisces, man. No,
Jojo, let's get into your topics, Jojo. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, right?
Uh-huh.
So I just had a question. Do you guys have sex with your significant other with or without protection?
I'm
single.
Yeah, if it's significant.
A nigga that you fucking on a regular basis, is you fucking him with a condom or not?
That's a good question because I'm not fucking nobody on.
Yeah, I don't have consistent dick.
Yeah, I don't got consistent pussy.
But okay,
if
so
I was,
what are you doing?
Yeah. My ex, yeah, we fucked raw first night.
That's what I'm saying.
And then fucked raw every day for 2 years.
Being in a relationship or being with committed to one person, do you guys have sex with protection or without it?
It's just like how well do you trust them? Because it's not about what you might get from them. Like, are they fucking other people?
Mm-hmm. I mean. When I'm in a relationship with my nigga, do I just be like, yeah, you're fucking other bitches?
No, you're gonna
assume that he being faithful or that she being faithful.
But some people expect that their nigga might be fucking other bitches. Some people.
That ain't the question. The question is are you wrapping it up or not? Because if you feel like your bitch cheating, you gonna rap like that's gonna be weird. One day you fucking her raw, and then you start feeling some type of way one day, and then you come in, and then you put a condom on.
Pulling a condom out is an experience. Like, so if you're in a relationship and y'all been fucking raw, and then one day the nigga just goddamn, motherfucker come out like a sword.
Yeah, right. He got some truck. You probably I feel that.
Because you can't just sneak a condom on. You can sneak a condom off. But to put that motherfucker on, you got to goddamn, it'd be a fight to rip that bitch open. It'd be a fight to put that motherfucker on sometimes. I don't, my hands be slippery, so I can't be goddamn.
But you gotta be playing with her while
she's
still
trying
to kill the time.
You gotta figure it out.
You trying to play with her real quick.
And the whole time, she's just thinking, damn, this nigga done pulled out a condom.
So are you wearing a condom with your girl or not?
I'm not wearing one with my girl.
Or are you wearing a condom with your dude or not?
If we in a committed relationship, no. Because to even get that far with me, I gotta see some type of shit with you. To where, like, I'm not even, like,
suspecting that you fucking around.
I'm not suspecting. I see some long term shit with you because I don't be in a relationship like that.
Okay.
Like the last chick I was talking to, we was probably talking about 2-3 weeks because I get bored easy. I just realized it, I be learning shit about myself. I flirt when I'm bored.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Every nigga Leo flirts when they're bored.
I be flirting when
that Leo shit.
Give me some.
I don't even think you gotta be bored. Don't even tell us what you feel like, Pisces. Oh, we know you just
just cry.
Just because you wake up and you just be like, I just want to talk to a bitch.
I be feeling bad because I don't promise this bitch some dick and head. And now I'm like, I don't even like you no more. Like,
I got that a lot. You're too friendly. A lot of girls, like, you too friendly. That's just how I am.
Why your hands in your pocket? What the fuck going on?
He is a Pisces, and so like you said, if you in a committed relationship, you gonna fuck her raw. So if that's the case, will you be walking around with condoms? Like, would you have condoms anyway? Just cause, mind you, you fucking your bitch raw, but you got condoms.
What you trying to say, nigga cheating?
The fuck. Wrinkled ass shit in
but
the bottom
you ain't
of your
got
bag.
No bitch though.
That's right, top of my bag.
So
but,
what you trying to say though?
But
like,
you ain't
that's
got
right,
no
top
bitch.
Of my bag.
If he walking around with
but
condoms
you ain't got no bitch.
And he got a bitch and he fucking
I got
wrong.
Bitches. I don't got no bitch.
What I'm saying is you're not in a committed relationship, so that don't count. What I'm saying is if you're in a committed relationship and you don't wear condoms and you have them.
What
the fuck does that mean?
That means you cheating.
You out there for new underwear.
So that means you are cheating, or that you're thinking about cheating.
Why the fuck? Why would you have condoms if you're not?
Yeah. If you don't use them, why do you have them?
Exactly.
The niggas.
Underwear.
Why? Why would I have my lip gloss in my purse if I'm not going
to
use it?
Let me ask you a question. Another question. So say you decide to be in a relationship, you got condoms, right?
Are you going through something?
Yeah.
She going through.
And you got condoms, right? Listen.
I feel so bad.
Bad for him.
Just listen.
My bad, bro.
I feel bad.
And they old condoms, though.
I've heard that way too many times.
you heard that?
Do condoms expire? Like, what happens when condoms expire?
No, they old. I ain't used them. They old. I haven't thrown them away yet.
That's why y'all check the date on them bitches.
But they hidden though. They're hidden.
Or he'd be like, "Oh, those my look. That's my boys.
Find,
I just had
them
because I went through his shit."
You in a relationship?
I was.
How long ago?
He cheated on you?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just broke up?
Same girl,
at least
same.
She honest, though.
Wow.
Like, a lot of people don't
niggas
like
ain't
well,
shit.
Well, he cheated on me like 3-4 times already.
Oh,
and I was
damn!
Like,
you got a high cheat tolerancy, nigga. Damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because I know
you
him.
You must really like him.
He's a Pisces. Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
see?
Oh, my God.
Ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit.
Shit.
No, but this is the thing.
Y'all ain't shit.
I know him. Like, I've known him for years. So I know how he is as a man, you know?
Yeah.
So he's just a cheating ass nigga. He's always been that.
But
so that's
like,
why I was
really
like,
okay,
I get it. This is how you are.
You really
but that
like
condom shit just threw me off. Now I'm just like, oh, now I
Damn.
Just caught you fucking bitch.
Now I'm tripping because she might have the same man as me. Ex as me.
Okay.
Facts.
Dead ass.
Probably.
Okay, so off that nigga. So I have another.
Go ahead.
Okay,
turn
so
up.
I
Pop
have
up.
A, so I have another thing. So my ex, me and him have been best friends for like 10 plus years, right?
Uh-huh.
He actually got me into some trouble with my ex before him.
Your ex-ex.
Yes. Okay?
Ooh, child.
So, basically what took place was I cheated on my ex with him. And I told my best friend everything. Ooh. And my best friend went behind my back and told my ex everything. Like, all the niggas that I was talking to, the fucking I was doing. She just told it all. So, I slapped that bitch. My question is have you ever forgave a friend who aired out your business?
Man, hell no. You the ops. If you air me out, ain't no coming back. Because that is a tendency.
I haven't been in that situation.
I haven't either, but I've got niggas that I don't fill out with. So, like, ain't no coming back. Like, we can reconcile and kind of, like, be cool on a basic level. Like, I acknowledge your existence. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Shit, outside of that, hell nah, we're not cool at all. We can't kick it with you. We can't skate with you. We can't.
Oh, you talking about that like that type? Hell no, I couldn't be cool.
No,
like, you
she
air
was.
My
I had a best friend. She literally ain't have shit. She was on her like
lap. She was homeless.
She didn't have nowhere to go. She had no clothes. She had dropped out of school. Her parents had disowned her, and that's how I met her. And then we became cool. I let her move in with me. I gave her clothes to wear. I put her good with her family. Got her registered back in school. Everything. We was kicking it. Helped her get her own spot. And the bitch went behind my back and told my nigga that I was cheating on him.
What was her
intention? Whoa. You were cheating.
I was cheating.
So how is she bad?
Because you, who you loyal to? You ain't
the
loyal
truth.
To.
The truth.
The bitch was a habitual liar. She wasn't no
so
damn
when she
loyal
started
no truth.
So when she started turning her life around, now it's a bad thing?
She didn't turn her motherfucking life around.
You turned it around.
She ain't turned her damn life around. That bitch was a liar and she been a motherfucking liar.
Well, obviously she started telling the truth at some point. She told on you.
She wasn't telling no truth. Nobody asked her, is she cheating? Yes. No, it was like a hell yeah.
So
let me tell you what this bitch out here doing.
So you was out here cheating.
Yeah, I was, hell yeah.
You see, I always cheat. Look, you heard.
Oh my God.
You're toxic.
You're toxic.
You're very toxic.
He's a victim.
I'm toxic.
He was a victim.
You're toxic. He was trying to hit up.
Wow.
Whole time, the dude who I was with cheated on me with his ex-girlfriend and got her pregnant. So.
But you was cheating.
After
two wrongs gonna make
you
right.
So that made you start. All right.
Yeah. I mean, shit, it is what it is. But this was when I was like, what, like 19, 20 years old. Like, I've done a lot of maturing since then. But shit, I ain't gonna lie. My ass was out there cheating. I ain't give a fuck about it.
What was the girl intentions of your friend?
She explained to me that she was jealous and she felt bad for him.
I feel like she wanted to hit on him or something. Yeah. I don't know because ain't no female.
Well, she was messing with his best friend. So that's how it happened. She was pillow talking with his best friend.
Usually when somebody air your business, when niggas do that too, they tell yo, like if somebody tell my girl, hey, yo, Jameek out here doing it, he trying to pillow talk behind closed doors. I haven't been in that situation, but I know guys that I got friends that fell out with friends because my homie. You know, that's why I'm thinking that she was probably, that was her intention. She was trying to really slide in there.
She was really trying to get her ass beat the whole time. So you say you have forgiven a friend who's, so how bad was the cross? Like, how bad did they cross you?
Mm-hmm. I'm still, I was just hanging out with her last night. But, like, this is like my childhood best friend. Huh?
Oh,
no.
D cool. I'm about to say, damn.
Damn, it's not her. No.
I like D.
I mean, you do know of her, probably. But we've been friends since we were like 12, 11 years old. So it's just like.
And she snaked you?
It's always snake shit going on.
Okay, let me hear how bad she crossed you for you to forgive her.
Yeah, let me hear
how
bad.
There's a lot.
No, go ahead.
What's the word?
Like, proceed, my nigga.
The word I told you about, she did a lot of shit.
I don't even fucking know. They all equally bad, I think.
Okay, well, just come on. You know what bad is, goddammit.
Right, I mean, but she does be airing my business out to, like, her friends and shit like that.
She told people about the sofa?
And I don't know, but I think.
Jesus.
Because my ex told me that she told him about the people I was flirting with. That's what he said. I think he was lying, though, because I think he found out some other way, but he basically said that. My friend came to him and told him that I was talking to all these
but
people.
But she's so fucked up that you believed it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, because, like, we have fell out a couple times, and it's always been about because, like, I used to fuck with the nigga, and I liked him a lot, but we didn't work out. And, like, she'll go talk to him and start fucking on him and, like, come to me. Oh, yeah, girl, he just bought me this. He just did this for me. Oh, I'm with him tonight. Oh, I'm going to go see him today. Oh, my God, I have feelings for him. Like, girl, I do not want to hear that. Like, we just fell out because of some shit. So, like, why do I want to hear about something?
No, that's... Yeah. I don't think y'all should be friends.
Yeah.
So she basically was fucking with a nigga that you used to fuck with?
She does it all the time. She fucks with all the niggas I used to fuck with.
Mm-hmm. And you...
I'm amazed
she talked to
my ex.
And
you
And she talked to your ex?
No. I said I'm amazed she hasn't.
Okay, so if she does talk to your ex, is that the last...
Oh,
is that the
man,
final straw?
I don't know what I would do.
I'm saying, would you...
But I... It's just like, me, personally, it's like, I give a fuck, but then again, it's just like, who are these niggas to me now? Nobody.
No, it's not about the niggas
being... It's the principalities,
nigga. Yeah, you're
right.
Exactly.
It's the principality, Smokey.
Exactly.
It's principality, Smokey.
She got you fucked up.
She trying you. You gotta slap that hoe.
Yeah, you do gotta slap that hoe. Matter of fact...
We got that. We gonna call it a slap a hoe tribe.
Oh my God.
Okay, DM me.
God damn. Let's roll to the next subject because it got greasy in this mug. It got real greasy in this mug. Shit. All right. So, ladies, you know we going into Valentine's season and dating season and lonely motherfucker season, right?
Okay.
So, ladies, if your single ass homegirl, your single miserable ass homegirl, come with you and your boo on a date, does he need to pay for both of y'all, or does he need to just take care of you?
I mean, he's paying for both of us.
What the fuck? What the fuck is you talking about?
Me, my nigga, and my homegirl.
Yo, lonely ass, miserable ass homegirl. Yes, sir.
So, my homegirl gonna automatically know she gonna have to pay for herself, but any man that I'm going to be with, he off rip going to know. Like, he just going to take care of me and he going to take care of who I'm with.
You got me fucked up.
I would not.
That's
I wouldn't even allow your homegirl. Because
you got
come
me fucked
us.
Up.
Doing that. It's me and you. It's about us. What do your homegirl come
especially,
with?
Especially if we on
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day?
It is Valentine's Day, Valentine's season, dating season, any season. It don't matter.
Dating.
We could be chicken
it's
season. It don't fucking matter.
It's just not, proper courtesy to do that. Like, as a man.
I'm saying, if you feel, say you feel sorry for your homegirl, she goddamn got dumped by her last nigga because she was a miserable bitch and shit. She go out with y'all on y'all date together. Mm-hmm. And your nigga need to pay for y'all.
If he don't pay for her, I will.
But that should be your job, though.
Whose job?
Like you're gonna.
It should be. She need her own fucking money.
That's fine, but I'm taking her out because she miserable. So if I'm gonna take her out, then let me take care of
that.
And what my nigga gonna do is if he see me taking care of her, my nigga gonna take care of me and then take care of that.
I know how I do it, but if I get caught off guard, like why are you bringing your girl here? Oh, baby, she do this. I'll be like, I'll pay for both of y'all. But I feel like that should be that's your friend. You're not finna pay for me if I bring my nigga with
your miserable ass nigga.
You're not gonna pay for my nigga.
You
only
gonna do it one time, though.
Yeah, I'm doing
it. We ain't doing it zero times.
That's only if I'm kept,
I know,
I'm caught off guard.
Men are usually, that's more of a, I'm being a gentleman type of move, not more of a, oh, I'm a trick ass nigga move. Y'all looking at it as,
no,
trick, I ain't doing that shit. Rather than looking at it on the other side as of, okay, you know, I'm a gentleman, like, this my girlfriend. And so she going through some shit, and since I fuck with my girl, and my girl obviously got her here for a reason, so let me take care of her too.
The whole time I'm in my head, like, I see why you single, you miserable bitch.
Hell yeah.
I'm weak as fuck.
Miserable bitch.
Why are you even here with me and my nigga?
So, yeah, like,
would you check the menus? What does she got to buy, like, a small salad or what?
Hold on. Let me ask.
They're not even.
Hold on. Let me pepper this question
my girl
in.
Can get
let me pepper this question in. At the end of the night, am I getting two pussies or one?
You're not getting two pussy. You're not finna get no pussy from this miserable ass bitch because I don't even want
that. Oh, now she a miserable bitch. Now she a miserable bitch. But when it was time to pay for this motherfucking shit, if she was, oh, this is my best friend.
We feel sorry.
Because eating and fucking is two totally separate things.
No, I'm going to eat you before we fuck.
What the fuck is we talking about?
Two totally separate
things.
Then
when she start, okay, if she miserable.
You can sit here and be miserable at dinner, but you ain't finna make me miserable in this motherfucking bedroom.
If she miserable, though, she not trying to better herself, she going to expect to go on that date again. Oh, let me go with
what?
JoJo and her.
Yeah, we can do it again.
They gonna think it's cool. Like, no, that's not cool. What are your
first
best
of all?
No.
He said we taking my miserable ass friend out for dinner because she just was going through some shit. Now she just a miserable bitter ass girl. First
y'all
of all,
be hanging around miserable bitter ass.
No,
bitches.
No, I don't. My energy is very important to me.
You got miserable ass bitter ass bitches ass friends.
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. All of them do.
I don't really. Have
how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, I'm older than she is.
You fucking grandma. You like 3 years older than her.
I don't even, I don't even have a lot of friends though, and all my friends are like, they got their own shit going on.
No, but still, grandpa. What I'm saying is my energy is really important to me. At where I'm at in my life, my energy is really important.
No, that's hey. I wouldn't even tell you.
You said what?
I wouldn't even look at
that. I said my energy is important to me. So if you got bad energy and you miserable and all that other shit, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm going to cut your ass off.
For sure.
And those are facts. I don't give a fuck who you are. You giving me bad energy, because I can feel that shit now.
Right.
I can feel it. You walk in this room right now, and I can tell what type of shit you on.
When we were younger, we niggas didn't really get that. We was just like, something's weird.
That's but what
now
I'm
you
saying.
Know. Now you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
now you know what that shit is. And you really like, if you're really an adult about your shit, you're not even gonna waste time. Like,
that's what I'm saying to you now.
You know what the fuck weird shit feel like.
Right. Yeah,
that's
why
you supposed to have your circle who in it and who ain't supposed to be in it. You know.
At this point, yeah.
Right.
And I feel like around 25 and up, you know.
I'm 28.
I'm still trying to figure out my circle.
How old are you?
I'm 22. I'm still trying.
Baby. It's gonna take you till you.
At 22, I'm still figuring shit out.
Because you still got
some miserable niggas in your circle that ain't revealed themselves. Mm-hmm. You got some ratchet ass bitches that's gonna try to snake you.
I promise you, my nigga.
It's so scary because
you went to school too, right?
Yeah, I went to school.
So it's some niggas that you went to school with.
That's some tag along.
And once they realize that you're not gonna let them use them any, you're not gonna let them use you anymore.
Exactly.
They're going to try to treat you like you ain't shit.
Exactly. You just outgrow people.
You're 22.
You got to understand that.
In the next 5 years, I'm 30. In the next 8 years, you're going to lose a lot of friends.
Facts.
But the motherfuckers you get after that shit, those be the A1
solid
niggas.
Ass niggas, yeah. And you'll know because you'll...
Them be the A1 niggas. I met Bank together, right? So we met Bank like 2019. Mm-hmm. In 2019. Shit, that's my nigga for real, for real. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We cool. Bank cool with us, right?
Let me ask y'all a question. So, like, I know y'all lost friends and shit. Did y'all ever think that, like, damn, you thought your main nigga or your main girl, you like, she ain't gonna never switch up. She ain't gonna never turn up back.
Yeah.
Then you...
When you're younger.
But it's like...
always expect unexpected.
But when you're younger, you're not expecting that shit.
You're not expecting
your niggas to do you dirty.
I ain't gonna lie. Now, right now, I'm not thinking about it. But I read the book, 48 Laws of Power. It's like, never put your trust into friends. Trust your enemy more. So, it's like, right now, I can't even think. Yeah, the enemy. Yeah, that makes sense. So, right now, I really can't see what y'all... I get what y'all saying, but I can't...
You're not gonna see it happen. Until it's in your face.
And then if it happens, what you gonna do?
Charge it to the game.
What Maceo say? You gonna ball up like a bitch?
I gotta keep balling.
Life is about learning and adjustment. Because life is consistently happening. You can't stop life. Literally, you cannot stop life. Like, as we sit here and talk, life is happening. Time is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is gonna continually happen. And shit is gonna continually happen to you. That, you should think about that shit. Shit is gonna always happen to you, so you gotta adjust the shit on the fly. Either you're gonna goddamn shit is gonna happen to you and it's gonna fucking ruin you, or it's gonna make you.
Yeah.
That look. If you watching this shit, you need some. If you're in a fucked up position in life right now and you need some advice, shit is gonna happen. Shit happens to everybody. Shit happen to you. Fucked up shit. At the time, it seemed like the most awful shit in the world. Just think about back in your life, not recently, just. Back in life in general, in school, in personal life, in relationships, all that shit. Shit, fucked up shit happened. And you thought it was the worst shit in the world. And look where you at now.
You ain't never lied.
You fucking survived.
Yeah, you ain't never lied.
JoJo, when you 2 years younger than me, life is, fucked up awful shit has happened.
Oh my God.
You thought it was like, yo, I'm never going to get past this. How the fuck my life is ruined? Now you on air in the top 10 market.
Okay.
You're fucking lit.
And that's on
you TV. Here. You with the fucking homies. You did?
It's all up.
You with the homies.
Yeah.
Zuri, fucked up shit has happened.
Yeah.
You thought it was over. Shit. Shit is bad. Dark days and clouds and hail and shit. Look at you. You here. You 22. Fucked up shit is going to happen after this.
Thanks.
And it's not me being negative. It's me telling you the fucking truth.
That's life.
Mm-hmm. fucked up shit is gonna happen. It's gonna seem awful at the time. I remember there were days when I was in college in my dorm room crying because of fucking grades. That shit is so fucking small now.
Right.
That shit is so minute, and I'm here. So I just need everybody to realize that shit. Anything bad that you're going through right now is fucking minuscule in comparison to shit that you're going to experience.
Yeah, one thing to say, you never make a permanent decision over a temporary situation. I mean, you never make it a permanent...
A permanent decision over a temporary situation. Yeah, temporary situation.
Mm. Exactly, right.
He 50. That's old as fuck. No, fuck.
AARP in the motherfucker.
Hey, it's niggas that ain't make it to 50.
Those are facts.
So shout out to him.
Yeah.
You feel me? Those are permanent decisions. Niggas are still here kicking it. You feel me? RIP to those that's not here, but man, goddamn it, we still here and we living, and we gonna make every use of every moment that's here right now.
Yeah.
So goddamn it, let's get to the next topic.
Dust that shit off. It's gonna be straight. Dust that shit off.
You feel me?
Get over it.
Dust that shit off.
And learn from it.
Mm. Right.
Because it's going to happen again.
Learn from every instance. Every fucked up instance in life, learn from that shit.
Mm-hmm. And learn how to maneuver. Mm. It's all about understanding. Life is all about understanding. Once you get an understanding, you be straight.
You're going to be straight, Sean.
It's like this. If you take the word no and you turn around, what's it spell?
On. And guess what? We got this shit on, nigga. Fuck
so
you
it's
mean.
It's never a never a negative. So as you hear the word no, it's always on. So if you take the word, it's never negative. So everything was supposed to happen.
You're thirsty.
So if you live your life as a non-negative, and everything is no is on, because that's the first words you hear when you're a child, your mother always tell you no. And what do? You do the opposite of what she tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't know back in the day, you turn the word around.
Mm.
It's in your psyche.
Well, I'm drunk.
It's in your psyche because it makes you do things the way it's supposed to do.
It's a vodka.
Isn't that like the same as ain't that no
push the vodka over here.
That
bombing. Like, hold on, we got to shout this out because this is black owned. We about to do some black owned shit in here.
Okay.
This is yours, Esoteric.
Esoteric.
Shout out to the Esoteric. This is a black owned skin. This her. She.
Do you want
to
know what it means? Esoteric, I tell you. Intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a specialized knowledge or interest.
Yes, Sirski.
Period.
This is a black-owned skincare company. If you got a beard, you got the shit for your beard as well. Esoteric. Go shout that shit out on Instagram. And this is also, you know, my personal favorite because we get lit in this motherfucker. This is a black-owned vodka company. Shout out to Bowmade because we in this bitch lit on Bowmade.
Okay.
And they have tailgate this summer for Clark Atlanta University. I'm going to be in that bitch with 5 bottles of these.
And I'm going to be with you.
It's going to be too lit.
And where can we buy that at?
Shit.
We'll tell you at the end of the show.
We're going to tell you because we got to Google it.
I'm going to tell you at the end of the show.
Bowmade in this motherfucker. So let's get into the next topic. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah. Okay. Do y'all believe in the term thirst trapping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Do you think that people intentionally post certain things?
Yes, they know what they're doing.
To get attention, to thirst trap.
They know what they're doing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like
Zuri, you be thirst trapping?
Everything I post is with intention. Even, you can ask me, D, she posts things with intention too. Like,
so intentions of what exactly? To get niggas to come in or?
It depends. So like, if I know somebody's watching my page, I'll post something to entice them to want to hit me up. Or I'll go like their photos or something and they're going to see me in their notifications.
Is that how women shoot that shot on social media?
Yes. We post a hot picture and we expect you to DM us. That's how we shoot our shot.
Unless that's so fucking vague.
I mean.
Yeah, it is. Because you know how many people are posting
pictures? They know who it's for.
No, they don't.
I mean, well.
Unless you like his picture.
You gotta like. But they'll only like one picture.
Yeah, like one picture. Y'all throw them little subliminals.
I don't know.
How would he know, though?
I don't know. The people that that it's intended for usually do end up sliding in the DM.
Because it'll be a million niggas sliding in your DMs, and they one of the million.
Nah, not really.
Your DM's not full of niggas?
I'm not gonna say that.
Oh, dude, so do you get mad when if you post something with intentions, you thirst trapping
and
whatever,
it's an ugly
and
nigga
a nigga try to get in your DMs? Do you automatically like? Do you get mad? Like some girls, it's like some girls they do that shit with intentions, but they get mad when the nigga try to hit on them. But you posting shit in your underwear, like what you expect?
But if you
like,
ugly, of course you're gonna get mad, and you broke. Of course.
Whoa!
You're gonna get mad. We don't want that unsolicited brokenness and ugliness in our DM.
That's true.
You're a fucking demon.
I'm just saying.
You're toxic.
She's a Leo. You're toxic.
All Leo. Both of them
give
toxic.
Yeah. So I don't know how to do this. I'm going to post a picture and then get the nigga to slide in my DMs.
You don't know how to thirst trap?
That don't make sense. So I'm not the type to thirst trap.
We know.
I can't. Like, it's just not in
Zuri,
me.
Zuri, culture up.
No, it's literally not in me. It's not in me. Like, The most that I do for a thirst trap is bored, hit me up. Oh,
okay. That ain't shit.
That's it is trap. Though. Like when I was in a relationship, I'd be like, I'm so bored. Like what's going
you
on?
You were in a relationship saying you're bored?
Wow.
I be doing that.
What
I be
the
doing
fuck?
That.
That's disrespectful.
Who's in Atlanta? I be saying that.
That is
who's in Atlanta?
You said that shit the
just
other day.
Because I'm just I do it all because the time. I'm bored. That means like how is that disrespectful? Because I'm bored. I'm at the house. I'm chilling. I don't know where the fuck this nigga at. Where that? Probably right. Fucking somebody.
Yeah.
Anyway,
see,
so,
apparently he cheated on you 10 times. Yeah. That was according to you.
And my Pisces probably cheating on me 30 times, for all I know. Sneaky
what
ass.
I'm saying is, so if I'm bored, I'm just like, bored, what's up? Like, hit me up. Or I feel like the ask me a question is like a thirst trap in a way.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
can I take you out?
Yeah, like those... But I'm talking more so on the fact of, like, Chloe. That's her name, right? Chloe
Bailey. Yeah, Chloe Bailey. Let's talk about that. Chloe Bailey.
Because she been wilding on Instagram since she, you know, split away from her sister because they had a joint account. Do y'all know who that is?
Chloe Bailey? Yeah.
Yeah, you know from Chloe and Hallie.
The twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a thick one, right?
She one with all that ass.
She got all the cheeks.
I seen that ass.
She has one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is one of them thick and one of them skinny?
I don't know, but shit.
They're not twins, though.
That's just how way life works.
Uh-uh.
They're not twins or they're sisters? Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because at first I thought they were twins.
Do you have a sister?
But then I seen them like celebrating their birthday, like one of them celebrate their birthday, and then I was like,
their birthdays on different days?
Yeah, that's how I knew they weren't twins.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay.
That is confusing.
Yeah, it
I dead ass thought they were twins.
Well, that makes more sense now.
Yeah.
What if they could be twins? One could be born at 11:59, one could be 11:12.
No,
they're born on different days.
Yeah, but twins.
Saying, yeah.
But
one
twins.
One is 2 years younger.
Right.
What?
Damn.
Oh.
Holy shit, he's tall.
What's happening? Hey, how y'all doing? What's up?
What's up?
I'm at the big homie's house.
You're at the big homie's house. Nigga.
What's happening, man?
What's up, man? You good?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We got Slink Johnson, this motherfucker. Slide down, let the homie Slink slide in between y'all.
Yeah.
Big homie Slink, is you drinking?
I sip a little taste.
Well, yeah, you know, shit. We got
some
black owned liquor in here. We're kicking off Black History Month in the right way.
Kick
you
that
feel
shit
me?
Off there, nigga.
We kicking this shit off in the right way. What's up,
what's
man?
What's up, shit? Talking shit, swallowing spit. Glad to be at the big homie house. Drink that shit. Smoke that shit with a weed
what
at, nigga.
What the fuck is happening?
I got the weed
right
there.
Smoke that shit.
You got the weed?
You
smoke
that
shit.
Hey, roll
that shit. I just jumped off that
shit.
I want to get high, goddammit. I'm in a lot of shit.
Nigga said we got the same white tee. Like his multiple white tee.
You
want a
V-neck, niggas? He
that motherfucker loose as hell.
He want to make me a V-neck, nigga.
That's a household. That's a homemade V-neck.
Why you got this hat on?
Because I'm a slap. Three little head. You know I got. Because I'm a slap. So I got you
slap.
Three
what
little
that mean?
Something like a pimp.
I like that. Something like a pimp.
Something like a pimp.
It ain't a whole pimp.
Not quite. I'm not in a union yet.
Okay. Okay. So you independently own.
Yeah.
Independent pimping.
Independent pimping.
We was talking about Chloe Bailey before you walked in here.
Yeah, we was talking about Chloe Bailey. You know Chloe Bailey?
Nah.
That's
the little girl.
The girl.
She not a little girl. She grown.
Child.
She grown.
She just got signed. I just saw her.
She wanted Beyonce's younger.
Yeah.
I just saw her throwing.
She be on Instagram
time.
Now with that ass
with
out.
Her ass out.
With
yeah.
that ass
yeah.
out.
So we basically talking about like thirst trapping and is she doing too much?
Is Chloe no? Because I like looking at ass.
Is she doing too much, though?
Nah,
well,
nah.
What did the thirst traps consist of? Because the only thing I seen was just her just
you only
around
doing too much. She only doing too
no,
much.
So first she did her busted challenge, and then she did the little sage with her little booty shorts on. She had her ass out, and they were nude. Everybody thought she was naked. Then she posted a
little silhouette shit.
The silhouette shit. She was dancing and shit.
Your grandma ass, you mad? Why don't you do it?
Me?
Yeah.
I did the silhouette challenge.
Well, why the fuck is you mad at her? Why is you feeling the type of way about Chloe?
What I'm saying is, did she do it too much? She did it like a day, like two of them probably in the same damn day.
She just got her private Instagram.
Oh, I need a backwood or something.
You need a backwood?
They got them in the vending machine back there, but I don't smoke backwoods. Mm. I don't know how to roll them either, but they back there, though. Mm. You know how to roll backwoods? They in the vending machine.
Pause. Do we need to get backwood?
Big homie's house. We talking shit. You got us wide. What you got, a 24 millimeter?
Live. Yeah, we live. Yeah.
Okay, all right, look,
so what are we talking about? Slink.
Okay. What's one friend name?
JoJo.
Okay. JoJo was, what was your question?
I asked, was Chloe Bailey doing too much?
Now, was Chloe Bailey doing too much with her thirst trapping?
Considering
that she's a child star and I'm an elder statesman, I know it's a politically correct way you're supposed to answer this, being an older man. You know what I'm saying? And knowing that she was a child star. However, that child star is now an adult star. She's a grown star. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is she doing too much? Now, I want to ask Chloe Bailey, are you doing too much? Because are you ready for what's going to come? When these old players like myself is in your inbox, don't be the young bitch. Be like, oh, y'all too old to be hollering at me. You round that silhouette and busting that thing out. Old niggas want to see it too. Now, is you ready for that? Is you ready for when Meek come, he coming slimy. When he comes, so is you ready for that? Now the question is, are you doing too much? I don't know. If you're not ready for what's gonna come with it, the criticism, the advancements. You know what I mean? If you're not ready for all that, you damn right you're doing too much. But if you're ready for that, nah, she good.
I like that response.
I like that motherfucking response.
Because that was definitely, it had nothing to do with if she was doing too much to us.
No, because she's the only motherfucker that matter.
Right.
It's only doing too much if you can't handle that shit.
Exactly. That makes sense.
Like, if I say I'm going to beat everybody ass in here, and I actually beat everybody ass in here, was I doing too much? Because I actually did what I said I was going to do. Now, if I say I'm going to beat everybody ass in and I get my ass whooped, I was doing too much.
Okay.
I was doing too much.
Exactly.
I bit off more than I can chew.
Exactly.
Niggas beat the shit out of me. I was not prepared to follow up with that statement.
Hey, and with that silhouette challenge, too, I want to know. I mean, do all you hoes just have red lights already?
So, I said the same thing.
Do you bitches just good? You go buy red lights, all you hoes already had one. That's what I wanted.
So, speaking of this hoe, because I did the challenge. since you said y'all hoes.
We love hoes. This is a hoe-friendly show.
All you hoes and ladies.
JoJo.
All you hoes and some of you ladies have. Because I ain't going to call.
It's a filter, ladies and gentlemen. It is a filter.
I ain't
going
to call you no hoe, because you ain't solicited to me yet, and you ain't took my $40, so I'm not going to call you.
Yeah,
no.
And you already told me about the hat.
Yeah.
So I already know what's going on with
that. What's up with the hat again?
Well, she asked me what's up with the hat, and I told her that I'm a slap.
What does slap stand for?
Something like a pimp.
Something like a pimp,
almost.
I thought you were like on the movie, Lean On Me. Goddamn, like, you know, I keep mine inside, kept to the side, you know what I mean?
No, I thought everybody had red lights going.
You got a flat cap on. That's not the same. You got that grown and sexy club hat on. You be at the club at 8 o'clock. You be at the club early as a motherfucker.
My nigga got this ring. He don't gouge a nigga eye out.
You got it.
I went to see my aunt the other day, and she told me.
What kind of ring is that?
That's a Negro fertility ring. You got the hoes. No, he ready.
Please hold the ring up so we can see what the fuck.
Hey.
What? You got a dick ring?
Listen, no.
It's fertility. My damn
auntie said, when I went to see my grandma one day, she said, baby, be careful with that ring. I said, why? She said, because in case you get pulled over by the police, they might think it's a weapon. I said, hold on, I need you to do me one small favor. I need you to do that. Two steps forward, one step back. She said, what's that? I said, start practicing right here. And by the time your ass get back to the room, I'm out of here. Two steps forward, one step back.
What that mean?
Two steps forward, one step back.
That's old player shit.
My bad.
That's my old player.
Where you from?
What type of Chicago shit is that?
I'm from Chicago, North Carolina.
I don't know what that shit mean either. My niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all, you just heard niggas like what you say the shit, that? So you just know what
the
lane,
fuck
like,
does that
a
mean?
A lot of old niggas don't know what shit mean. They just be agreeing with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he heard about that before.
Yeah, you throw a turtle in the creek and fuck around and come back and crocodile. You like, yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, well, yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, you right, nigga.
My cousin told me that shit, same thing. Same bad
shit. Yeah, I heard that shit before, yeah. You fuck a deer in the ass, you get a creek. And what the fuck? What the fuck does this mean?
You just gotta say yeah.
So you sit there low.
Oh my god.
Get to the next one.
All right. Facts or cap, can men be friends with women that have curved them?
No. No.
Ladies, y'all wanna join in on?
Can I be friends with a nigga who I curved?
Yes.
All the time.
Can ladies be? Oh.
Well, yeah, because I'm curving you because I want you to be my friend anyway. Yeah. Like.
Look
or
here.
Can I be friends with a nigga who curved me?
Yeah.
I am friends with a nigga who curved me.
See, when you say friends, though, that's a very, very touchy subject for me because I tell niggas all the time, first of all, men and women are incapable of platonic relationship. We're totally incapable of it. We can sit here and work together. We don't have to fuck. We can sit here and work together. But how much time are you giving a chick that you not fucking and you not getting no money with? Mm-hmm. Are you really going playing PlayStation with the bitch, holding hands in the park, shooting the game of one-on-one, having long, heartfelt conversations and shit? No.
Yes.
You do?
Not holding hands.
Oh, but I'm saying, okay.
Niggas.
No.
Niggas is not kicking it. We can't skate with you. We can't play basketball with you.
Anytime when I don't
We're not trying to watch the news, bitch. Nothing.
We here together because we have to be. We working. We
are friends.
Wait, so you saying you can't be friends with the opposite sex without?
No.
What I'm saying is this. I can be friends, but the extent of our friendship, the extent of the friendship, when I say friend, can I hang out with you like I hang out with Meek and not look at you objectively like I'm not looking at Meek objectively. We just chilling.
So
and whatever.
Just because you have those feelings, though,
No, we're friends, but the extent of the friendship is what I'm speaking on. The extent of, yeah, you my friend, JoJo, I see you at, well, and I'll probably see you again another couple of years and I'll come back to Atlanta. But are you not my friend? Like, I'll fuck around and call Meek. What's up, nigga? Did you see this?
Yeah.
We communicating it. Don't get me wrong, not to say we don't, but it's just the extent of the friendship and what you do with those friends. Like, if you my homegirl as fine as you is, and we going kicking off, me and JoJo, we finna go to the club and fuck around, go to the hookah bar, this, that, then what is the woman I'm fucking with gonna feel like?
I get what you're saying, but, like, the how it's gonna portray. But what I'm saying, you, as a person, you cannot have a friendship like that with the woman. Because you know eventually...
Because I want to fuck.
Exactly.
Because I want to fuck.
I want to fuck.
If she come around here with all this ass, I hate that shit. Like, especially if this shit, this is a real scenario, some shit that happened. It's been bitches that I wanted to beat before I started doing this shit. They wouldn't fuck with me at all. But once I start doing this shit, like, hey, you want to come around? I want to be on camera, bitch. I want to fuck you. So now if we do anything together, it's because I want to fuck you.
Exactly.
You only coming around
exactly.
Because I might not think shit of your talent. I might think you boring as fuck. But you around specifically because I want to fuck you.
Man,
I have no interest.
Excuse me. Say it again, please, sir.
You're around specifically because I want to fuck you. I want to put my dick in your pussy area.
So is that what men think, though? Is that what men think? They think that if they friends, like, if their girl has a male best friend, y'all automatically think, like, he only your friend.
First of all, how is that, if you talking about a nigga having a girl, and my girl has a male best friend, first of all, I'm supposed to be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm supposed to be your best friend.
You got multiple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whatever. You know,
if she's an attractive girl and she got a male best friend, 9 times out of 10, a nigga gonna try to. He probably don't try to shot his shot at her.
How many niggas you? How many niggas in your?
Cool as hell, and he's never tried to fuck.
Okay, but call him at 2 o'clock. Call him at 2 a.m. Call him at 2 a.m. and offer him some of that vivacious head. Call him at 2 p.m. and offer him some of that effervescent neck and see what he says.
I would never offer.
Hold on, listen. Perfect example. If Cash called me and said that shit, Cash, get the fuck on my phone. No, we're not going to do none of that shit because we're fucking friends.
Right.
Other people,
right.
Cash is a rare example. Cash is like,
right.
It's rare.
There's
I fuck with Cash.
Like
I fuck with Cash.
Right, Jay?
Right.
We're friends, but if I threw the pussy at you,
I would fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
I would fuck you. I'd fuck you now. In front of
Cash.
We're cool.
Cash, I'll put a dick in you. I'll give you some dick. He ain't got to give it to you. I'll give you some dick.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask y'all a question. Okay, y'all want to fuck. And? So now it's a problem because we fuck?
No. She believe in fucking his friends.
No, that's cool. If we can keep that going, that's cool, too.
That has to.
But the issue with that is then y'all going to catch feelings.
No.
Then y'all want to be together.
It just depends on that situation.
I'm saying that's getting told to women all the time.
That's the outside.
We get told all the time that we can't have sex with somebody and not catch feelings. Do you hear that?
That's because you fucking with the wrong niggas.
Do you hear that? Do y'all hear that?
I've heard it all the time.
That's because you fuck with the wrong niggas.
Do you catch feelings? Oh, well, you don't.
People catch feelings.
I had guys tell me that they don't want to fuck me because they think I'm going to catch feelings.
I had a whole little sexual relationship that cut off because of that.
Zuri, I know you a savage, so I know you're not going to catch feelings.
That shit.
You can fuck a nigga today and never talk to him again.
You know how many other women are like that? A lot.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cash, you like that?
Y'all little dick ain't out here mesmerizing bitches like y'all
think.
Damn,
Cash. Okay.
You damn sure right.
Well,
I'm just speaking up for us.
That ain't necessarily what I was going into. You know, because the question, but I was saying, you know, just basically about
if you get curved, because you still be friends with that girl.
I mean, again.
To answer that question, no. If you curve me, no, I don't want to be a fucking friend.
We
please,
still cool.
Please, no, fuck that. Please leave me alone. Do not ask me for
cool,
shit.
We cool, but it ain't
Why?
Like.
We cool, but it's like, don't call
what
me.
What kind of curve? We talking about relationship curve? Fuck curve and a relationship curve is kind of different.
No, it's the same shit. Please leave me alone. Don't ask me for shit.
All mine is curve. All mine is curve.
She do ask you for something.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying.
Because women won't want to curve you and then still be your friend and tell you about the other niggas they fucking. What the fuck that mean?
But what she just doing that so she can eventually fuck you?
So
you gotta stay there.
What type of hell you gonna put a nigga through?
Don't do it, bees right
what?
Here.
You are fucking toxic.
I'm putting y'all on game.
You are toxic.
I'm putting y'all on game.
That's part of them
games,
right?
That's the game right there.
If you know you want to give me some pussy,
just give me some fucking pussy.
Just like y'all gonna lie, so we don't know the truth because y'all think we can't handle it. It's the same. It's the same thing. The same way. It's not different.
JoJo, with all due respect, that's person specific. Because me, honestly, at this point, I ain't got no reason to lie to nobody. And again, I come tell you the worst shit ever. Look, I got 3 baby mamas. I'm still fucking 2 of them. You know what I'm talking about? I got, you know
you're
what I'm saying?
You fucking toxic too.
I'm toxic as fuck, but you want to hang out?
For
you want to hang out? I put the
That's how it should be. But
at the age you are, you ain't got nothing.
Women,
yeah, you right. Yeah.
Women carry themselves. What he said?
You gotta say the whole shit. He said, at the age you are, you ain't got nothing to lie about. He said, at the age you are, you ain't got nothing to lie about.
But you gotta understand, sometimes women, we do have to understand that we are women, and sometimes we don't need to come off so aggressive. Like,
I wanna fuck.
Those are facts.
But it's not aggressive. It's not aggressive, JoJo, if I open the door and I ask you to come in because you come in. That's not aggressive. Is beating at my door, nigga, give me that dick. That's different. But if I say, hey, come get you some of this dick, girl.
But even if you are a woman is being too straightforward, you know, like it's known the man is supposed to come to the woman and talk to the woman and try to get her. Give her some time.
Give her
some time to figure out if she want to fuck you or not. Maybe she don't know if she want to fuck you or not. Give it a little time. Let us be friends. Let me really see if I really want to fuck you.
I don't want to fuck with that one because I came from the school where women, I was told that women know who they want to fuck from the time they see the
girl.
When he opened his mouth, he fuck it up. But you know from the moment you see a nigga when you size me up, that's the difference between women and men.
A man can talk his way out of pussy. It's real hard to talk your way out of dick.
Facts.
You gotta damn near murder the nigga before he say, you know what, I might need to not fuck with you.
Right, right, right.
A nigga can fuck, can talk his way out of dick by saying, man, I don't believe in Valentine's Day. Ah, well, you're not getting no pussy. A bitch can say, I don't stab a nigga before in my life. You like, that mean that pussy good. That mean that pussy is good. Right, I'm going to fuck with you. Yeah, yeah. Now my dick even harder.
I like telling women the illest shit I can about me.
Or they lying.
I like telling them the illest shit I can about me, because if you like me after this shit I told you, you really fucking with
so
me.
I'm saying, I feel everything y'all saying. I'm the same exact way. I'm going to tell you up front what the fuck I want to do.
You ever stabbed a nigga before?
No. I've never stabbed a nigga before.
Yep. Shot?
Yep. No.
You ever stabbed a nigga? You carry a knife?
Slap?
You carry a knife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you... Damn.
I done try to fight a nigga before.
And I tell you, if you do something, I will stab you.
I believe you don't stab a nigga before. Well, I absolutely believe it. You don't stab a few niggas before.
A few.
You don't have a group stabbing.
I have.
Group stabbing.
And told their mama I stabbed them. The police too.
That mean your pussy's immaculate.
That's how you said a group stabbing.
A group stabbing. He's still trying to hit. Oh God. God.
Yeah, baby. You know, no. Odell and Othaniel. Them old nigga names.
Old ass names.
Old nigga names. Shit, let me goddamn go to the next topic before we talking to the big homie, Slink Johnson's new shit that he working on. Let's talk about this last topic. So, scroll. Oh, so ladies, do y'all ever genuinely like niggas, or do you like niggas to the extent that they can provide for you and give you money and shit?
Okay, so.
So you can like it.
You want to speak on
so you can like. So yeah, hold on, wait. So y'all can like it. So y'all can like a nigga, but if he not doing shit for you,
it's over. That shit dead. I want to hear what she gotta say.
Zuri, tap in first.
All right. There is like two different kind of situations and mindsets that you come into a relationship. So like you can either come into a relationship knowing like, damn, I don't give a fuck what this nigga got for me. I don't want this nigga to do shit for me. I just want to be around him. I want to peep his vibe. I want to like, you know,
stupid
be around
love.
Him. Just
stupid love.
Yeah.
That's
like,
stupid?
That's stupid love.
But.
No,
but,
it's like vibing.
Yeah, that's just love. That you going off of how you feel. That's like, okay, if I feel good around you, that's what I'm getting from you. So, like, each person, like, you get something different.
So, what's the other one?
So, the other one is, okay, I'm going to go for this nigga with a blue check that got hella followers. He a rapper or he a movie star or some shit because he could provide for me.
So, right? You give the niggas the same type of love?
Strategic love.
Yeah, there's strategic love, and then there's like just love. The regular. I don't want to call it stupid love.
You just
but
like the nigga. You like
the
nigga.
Yeah,
like
I think
nigga.
That's okay. Real.
So
love right
so you got two niggas. You got two of them niggas in your life at the same time. Which one are you taking?
Right.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
I'm
right.
I'm taking love. I'm.
What love?
Yeah.
The love for my nigga. Like what?
You gonna take the broke nigga with the. Yeah. You
he never
take
gonna be a broke nigga. For
well, you gonna take the one there that's you not. You gonna take the one that's
oh,
not. The one that's not as up as the other one.
I'm
not
saying really. Like if I had to choose between a provider and like that's
a nigga that really like you,
feeling, man, or a nigga that's I know gonna have my back. He gonna take the bullet for me?
Man, they gonna choose.
That's the nigga I need on my team.
They gonna
I need my nigga to be loyal, have my back. I'm down for you, down for me, nigga. That's it. I'm gonna make my
bread. I'm kinda like in the middle of it right now.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm still like developing myself as a person, so I kinda want somebody I could be with that I can grow with. Like
build someone.
Yeah, like he can help me build and like get me where I need to be.
Exactly. How old are you, Zuri?
I'm 24. 24? Yeah. But I'm also I want just something where I kind of want two niggas.
So you instead of having one good nigga, you hit take two.
I want a strategic one, and I want somebody that I really love.
No, how you gonna feel? How does their feelings matter?
They gonna be. I have some honesty.
They're gonna love me regardless.
Right.
At the same time.
This is just speaking off of just my past and shit. I would love to get married for love. That's every relationship that I've been in, I got into it based off of love. That shit don't fucking work. I'm too loyal. Niggas can't be loyal. So at this point in my life, I'm just going to have to go for that provider right now. And put my feelings on reserve.
So hold on. So a nigga that really love you will lose you to a nigga with a bag.
I love you for that. I love
you. Yeah, because I can't be with that nigga like now. Like the nigga who I was with could have been a provider, like for sure.
But he wasn't a provider.
No, for sure. Hell yeah. You crazy as fuck. And even more from this point on. But what I'm saying is I would have been able to accept it and be like, okay, I'll deal with it and just take it as that. But I already have, like, when you have love, like, you already have that. So I'd rather start that off with somebody else. Like somebody new. So I can start off.
So you
like,
use the nice nigga as.
So I can, not the nice nigga. The nigga, the provider nigga. Like we both got the same mentality now. You providing, I know you providing, I'm gonna rock with you, you gonna rock with me.
What you providing him?
Everything. What do you mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
Everything.
Ah, that the answers right there.
Hell no, it's more than just puts you gotta lift your man. You gotta.
Yeah.
What?
The youth is telling the truth.
All the truth right now.
She said no. She said I said, what are you providing? So that's what you providing to the nigga that's giving you money. Booty, mouth, head, pussy.
Head and shoulders.
Well, I bring a lot to the table, so I mean, that's
you bring the big ass titties.
I mean,
them big ass titties.
Trying to get an itemized list.
Y'all just looking for a nut anyway, but y'all just want.
And you and Nick and y'all just looking for a bag.
I mean,
I'm trying to create a bag.
Mood, yeah, exactly. We want to build our own bag.
You're not trying to create a deal.
I like what you said. You say you know niggas ain't loyal.
You said niggas not loyal?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you believe that?
What I'm saying is because niggas like bitches. And bitches are always going to be a temptation. The thing is niggas and temptation is just going to be that. And then if you in a certain like industry, you going to have that. Niggas with temptation, they going to fail. And maybe not.
So you said all niggas are gonna cheat, basically.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Cheating ain't got nothing to do with loyalty, though.
No, that's true. What does that mean?
Nothing to do with loyalty. I don't give a fuck who you give your dick to, but I want to know who you give this money to that we making.
Oh, them facts.
That's loyalty.
That money, your money, your money,
your
heart.
That's my dick. That's
your money and your heart.
No, exactly. That's be one of the main.
Your money and your heart, because in my life.
Wait, hold on. So what y'all saying? So what y'all saying is, if a nigga cheat. That ain't really cheap. If he fuck another bitch, that ain't really cheap. But if he give another bitch money.
That's cheating.
Look, women and men, I think is opposite. Men be like, women can take a hit from a man as far as him going out fucking another broad.
Right.
They can take it better than we can. They take that shit on the chin. Because
you're not
better.
Giving your heart to them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But us, we going to be like, you fuck that this nigga. And she's going to say, do you love her?
Right.
So it's like.
Yeah. Nah, niggas gonna take it another
what
step.
That's a good point. What did you buy this bitch?
Niggas gonna take it another. Niggas gonna take it another step.
You took this bitch out to eat.
You took this bitch to dinner.
Again,
JoJo,
again.
No,
again.
Yo, no, you
give me the. How much was the bill? How much was the bill?
No, your receipt.
Hey, JoJo,
no, for us. Hold on, Slink. For us, that question is yo asking for a receipt. For us, that's did you suck his dick?
Facts.
Right.
Yes. Did you suck his dick? And what she? And what she say?
He had a part of sex, ain't it?
Oh, no!
Yeah, you like,
that's when they cut you the fuck off.
No,
that just shows you the
difference. Bitches say that.
Who said that to you?
Bitches say that.
He's still fucked up. You can say no, and the nigga would still be fucked up if he came in any area on you.
Yeah.
Oh, he fucked up.
No.
That head's so slapping. You gave him the same head you gave me. Oh, my God. I know what that feels
like. Yeah, because I know what you're doing to me. You're going to do it to the next nigga?
Exactly. All right. Like, so my ex was still fucking me, even though he knew I was fucking another nigga.
Don't point that ring at me, nigga.
Get that dick ring away from us.
My ex was still fucking me, knowing I was fucking other niggas. But when the moment I told him I sucked another nigga dick,
you wow.
Ghost.
My Leo sister.
I haven't heard from Leo sister.
When I finally fucked
you deserve
these
scandals, motherfucker.
My husband was ready to leap off the damn.
You cheated on your husband?
Right. Hey, look,
my whole time
look,
they
let me tell you about the unfair advantage. My homeboy Larry Goodwill told me about the unfair advantage. Women's unfair advantage over men is, you know, y'all fuck another nigga and we be ready to kill y'all. That's y'all unfair advantage. Y'all go out and fuck another nigga, and we ready to motherfucking knock
y'all
head.
He ready to kill me and his
pussy press.
Yeah. But that was the payback for years, 10 years of him cheating.
Who you cheat on him with?
Another nigga whose dick was way bigger and better.
That's why.
And I was done.
That's why.
But when I cheated, I never.
Women will never cheat with a regular little dick nigga. Okay, they gonna cheat with your brother. They gonna cheat with your daddy.
That's cool. You do that. That was just on your way out.
We gonna
cheat. Because you know, again, he didn't have to look at you no more.
Rapper.
So he's like, fuck you, bitch.
They will cheat on a picture of you. That's how. You'll cheat on your nigga face.
I did it strategically. The nigga had more money.
You see what I mean?
Dick.
What I say?
Exactly.
What I say?
Strategically, we ain't fucking
niggas will fuck down. Niggas will fuck down.
Niggas will fuck down. Lateral. Diagonal. Goddamn it.
Niggas. It's called the queen take checkmate.
Y'all ain't shit, bro.
We understand this, though, man.
Hey, but look, though. But look, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. That nigga that you ended up fucking with after your husband, did he stay with you? Did he want to keep you?
I was with him for 3 years, and he would not go. Okay, he came back a couple of, like...
Well, you snapped that pussy back.
You won. I'll give you that. You won.
And he begged me, why won't you let me take care of you? And I can't drive if you're in the driver's seat. I can do it, babe. Let me show you. And I said...
Oh, well, you
was...
Yeah,
you
was... Yes, he over there.
Oh, you wasn't with him. He was with you.
Ray Charles Drive.
You wasn't with him. He was with you.
I'm going to tell y'all, young sister, that's how you do it.
That's a difference.
You get somebody that... wants you.
Cash listening.
Wants you. It's a strategy.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing, how young you brothers. Same thing, make young brothers and then young sisters. I say, I wish
make
you bitches would.
Make him never need nobody else. When he needs to goddamn go shit, he calling you about what toilet paper to wipe his ass with.
Even though that
that's pussy that answer the door in a moo moo. That's that get the bills paid for the whole house pussy.
The whole silhouette.
That is 1975
pussy. Oh my god, that's that Great Depression pussy. That is that civil rights era pussy. That's that pussy Malcolm X was coming home to.
Cook, clean, stand up.
Yes, that's that March on Washington pussy.
It ain't too much of that pussy no more.
God damn.
These bitches don't even. These she got don't eat nothing but hot
Cheetos. She got that colors only pussy.
I eat hot Cheetos. Right though.
Colors only pussy.
Yeah, you got.
But what's your question?
So okay, my question is so. First, answer this first. Do you guys think that everybody cheats? Like,
no,
you're gonna cheat eventually.
No. That's a good dude.
Just yes or no?
Do y'all think? Do y'all think all niggas cheat?
Word cheat.
No.
Yes, I do.
When I say cheat, when I say cheat, no. When I say cheat, I mean anything that anybody in any relationship that they will call cheating.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Because cheating is in different ways depending on the relationship that you have, which is what's opening up my next question, which was talking about open relationships, and them being more acceptable because. A lot of us niggas can't really be loyal to people or in relation. I keep saying loyal.
It's not loyal, baby.
What is it?
Let them cheat. Loyalty is when their bank is broken.
No.
Their bank is broken.
That's
go fuck who you want to fuck.
But that's how. Wait, hold on.
Get my check.
But hold on. But that's how you may look at cheating.
You have other
people. There's other people out there that be having relationships and they the breadwinner and they got a nigga and if he cheating. You know what I'm saying? Or he not loyal. Whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, do you guys think that more people should be in open relationships, if that's the case? Or y'all want to just keep y'all bitch to yourself, even though y'all fucking off, or vice versa?
My bitch is mine.
I don't want to fuck other niggas.
I mean, women right now in the black community, our number is 5-1. Girl, the number said I'm supposed to have 5 bitches.
Mm.
5-6. The number said.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have 5 niggas.
The number said. We right here.
Hold on, you agree with that? Hold on. Zuri, you agree?
She said 5 niggas.
No.
5. Okay, and look.
Sure. Hold on, wait.
Let me ask you this.
Hold on, Zuri. You mean 5 black men, right?
Yes.
Yes, 5 men. Let me ask you this. Out of them 5 men, which one? Out of them 5 men, let me ask you this.
And
it's funny you mention that. Let me ask you this, because I had this conversation with a woman before, and she said, well, if you can have a bunch of women, I mean, I can have a bunch of men. And I said, well, who's your man in that? And at the end of the day, who's the man? Because if a man's job is to protect and provide, again, I can protect and provide for a whole lot of motherfuckers, providing my resources was what they supposed to be, so I can protect and provide for a lot of people. If my money right, a rich nigga can protect and provide all these women in this room right now. Now, if that's a man's job and woman's job is to make the home and, you know what I'm saying, be the man's backbone, be the man's support system, make, you know what I'm saying, who's your man? You got 5 of them.
Because.
Which one? When it's time for the nigga to say, baby, let's do this.
I got you.
When it's time for the nigga to say, all 5 of them say, let's do this.
When it's 5 niggas, you already know who your main nigga is.
Oh.
like, duh, you have a main nigga. That's your nigga.
Like the best.
What makes a nigga the main nigga?
Yeah.
The nigga that you want to be with.
Yeah.
The nigga that you want to be with that you waiting to get his shit together. So you, whole time, the
so
nigga
in essence,
still
you ain't got five niggas. You ain't got five niggas protecting and providing for you. Because I swear to God, if me and these other four guys was having sex with you and you was such a G, you say, you know what, Slink? I'm fucking all y'all. You know what I'm saying? And you know all y'all my niggas. And I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to continue to get that pussy. But when it's time for me to be a man for you, I'm going to say, hey, you need to call that nigga Meek.
Okay, so what I'm saying is you didn't let me finish. So out of them five niggas, you got one main nigga, right? So if this your main nigga, you really just got these other niggas around to offset what he lacking until he get his shit together.
Damn.
So damn. You got a nigga that if he's too busy, he can't take you out. You got that one nigga that's gonna take you out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If he not providing the amount of money that you want, you got that nigga that's
okay,
gonna
but
that
do
bread.
Your main nigga know about these other four niggas?
What? That's what we talking about. We talking about.
No, answer the question.
What I'm saying is no.
So they don't know.
Hold on, let me finish. We weren't talking about committed relationships. We're talking about open relationships right now. So if it's an open relationship, then yes. But y'all was trying to put me on the spot, so I had to let you know, no. But we're going to go back and say we was talking about open relationships.
Yeah, I was
talking. So if we're in an open relationship, then hell yeah, he know about these other niggas.
So,
and I'm going to damn sure let him know about these niggas because, nigga, you need to step your shit up because I'm trying to be with you.
And he going
to
stay with you after that?
Okay, I just want to know how many...
We in an open relationship.
I just want to know how many niggas with bread is taking care of women except in open relationships from the women on their end, though.
What you mean?
No,
like, Atlanta's
full of them. No, I'm talking about... We talking about the provider. Just say we got four dudes, and my man right here, he's the provider. And you know what I'm saying? He's a provider, right? Who... Man, you think he gonna provide for you if he know that? You think you are you gonna pay for her life?
That everybody
if,
getting
if
the same
you
pussy you providing for?
No, but
no. Yeah, I would because I'm an arrested man. I got four of the hoes over here, so she ain't the main hoe. I got four.
Are you providing for the mother hoes too?
So you provide for? So you
think we missing
the whole
everybody?
No, that ain't what I'm saying. So y'all keep saying y'all for you. How I'm supposed to provide for you when you fuck these other niggas and? How I'm supposed to know I'm the main nigga and you fucking these other niggas? Whole time, you worried about who the fuck I'm fucking. Like, the whole time, you want to know who the fuck I'm fucking. But I'm worried about you getting your shit together and me just got these niggas over here providing. I never said I was fucking neither one of these niggas.
Man,
I ain't got to fuck one of these niggas.
Man.
Hold on, let me finish. Niggas can't be your friend. You got four niggas being your friend.
And then
you
know what you do? And you know what you do? When they start getting to that level to where it's like, all right, this nigga... He gonna pressure me for some pussy. Gotta go. Boop. Cut that nigga off. And guess what? You gonna find another one that night at the store, at the gas station. Fuck is you talking about? Recycle.
You trying to be
you
a nigga.
You recycle these
niggas.
Yeah, she a whole nigga.
You
ain't
recycle
got,
these
you ain't
niggas.
Finding no value
I don't
and
do
shit.
That. I don't do none of that.
What I'm saying is if you with your nigga, you with your main nigga, and that's the nigga you want, I don't give a fuck who these niggas is. Because at the end of the day, you my nigga. I'm trying to get you together. These niggas is just here gonna do this
you
right here.
You don't give a fuck, but he give a fuck. What I'm telling you is this: you don't give a fuck, but bitch, what you doing? This nigga, what are you doing? What with
but
who?
But you fucking, you got
it
other.
It don't matter. It don't matter. I got the bag, and you're sleeping on it. So you want to sleep on my bag? You're going to sleep on my bag the way I want you to sleep on it, and you're not going to hang out
right.
with me.
Look, see,
you're not going to do
bag,
all that.
And you
no,
fuck
you,
how you want to fuck?
Yeah, exactly. But why we got to be with a nigga for a bag? That's not what we talking about.
That ain't what.
No, that's not what we're talking
about. Protecting and provide. We talking about providing a nigga that's providing for. If you doing your own shit, that's cool. But you got to. I'm saying a nigga that's really coming in the clutch and really filling in some areas where
but
you can't.
What about her area?
You live
that
a lot
she doing for
okay,
him.
How about this? You live a lot better than you could by yourself fucking with this dude.
What you mean?
You live a lot better. Yeah, you might have had this one bedroom spot over here and whatever you doing, what you doing, it's cool, but you got this other dude that's making life
no,
a little
what
more
if
easy.
She's
for
the
you.
Provider.
And no.
Well, she's
a
provider, you have your way then. Go ahead, you have your way. You taking care of us, you have your way.
Yeah. I believe that
if a woman provides,
yeah, we said that part at the beginning. If you just provide,
you the provider, you got the bread,
we
all
have your way.
Yeah, because y'all just need somewhere to sleep.
We got some.
Y'all don't really give a fuck about her. Y'all just need somewhere to go sleep and get
I guess my nigga, if we gonna put it like that.
Okay, I'm just trying to get a clear understanding. I just.
And look, if you the breadwinner, you can do the fuck that you want. Cause ain't nowhere in hell a nigga that's sleeping with a bitch can tell the bitch that's making the most money what the fuck she can and can't do.
So even though you guys are in an open relationship, you mad as fuck at your girl for fucking with other
niggas
because she's fucking with other niggas that's gonna provide. So it got something to do with the money.
No, you can't be if you're in an open relationship.
That's what, I think that's
be.
What the right, disconnect. That's what she's coming from.
No, you can't be mad.
Yeah, you can't be mad.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Open relationship. Obviously, none of this shit can take place if we're together.
No, that's what she was coming from. I feel like that's what
no, you can't be mad in an open relationship. But I don't think it's too many niggas. I don't think it's too many niggas out here
suggesting open relationship. That's not really.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but that's what.
I don't think it's too many niggas with options that's going to. Not too many niggas with options going to accept the open
relationship. No, to what he's saying is, if I really like a motherfucker, ain't no fucking open relationship.
Yeah, we locked down.
Even though you're going to continuously cheat.
An open relationship. Yeah, right. The open, open relationship is for the motherfucker I really don't give a fuck about.
Because you're being selfish.
Facts.
Because you don't want the girl.
Kodak. Niggas are selfish. You want me to lie?
No, I don't want you to lie.
Let me say something. All right, so this is going to be one of my situations, my ex, obviously. So, because it's my only relationship I ever had. So, while in the relationship, he was lacking in some places. Let's just say that.
Yeah, a little dick.
No. But he was just lacking in some places. He wasn't, like, providing everything that I needed. So, I would message other niggas.
Oh, he was broke. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to get into details because I don't want to, like, throw him under the bus, really. But
we don't know that nigga. He was broke.
All
right.
Everybody knows him. No, he's not broke at all. But he was just... Y'all just
wasn't here.
Okay, so he was lacking in the relationship in some places. So what I was doing was going and, like, messaging other niggas. And, you know, he found out about it, of course. And, like, he was upset about it. So I said, why don't we have an open relationship? So he wouldn't be upset.
What was the reason for the open relationship?
Make up for what he wasn't providing. And I kept telling him why I'm doing it, what you're lacking. And he'll never come through with it. Gaslighting, saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Never ended up fixing the problems that were in the relationship. So I kept doing the same shit. Mm-hmm. Messaging. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a better woman. I'm not going to message these niggas no more. I'm really hurting his feelings. But he would just never hold up his end. So I always kept going back and doing that. And the thing is, I told him we should be friends.
You're
no.
Toxic.
We should be in an open relationship. No. And then I found out he was fucking with other bitches. So it was just like, I asked you to be in an
Did
open
you slap
relationship.
Him?
I
what
broke
the fuck
all
is
his
wrong
shit.
With you,
I broke all his shit, but
that deserves a slap.
Wait, you asked him to be in an open relationship.
I asked him to be in an open relationship the next week. Yeah. I caught his ass talking to bitches. I'm like, what the fuck? You said you don't want anybody.
We have a similar, the exact same fucking story, just like that.
Exactly. Like, you could have had your cake and eat it too. You wanted to do what you wanted to do, but you are selfish and you wanted to own me.
That's what Kodak just said.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But don't be selfish, though.
You have to agree with it. The nigga have to agree with it.
Don't be selfish.
You don't really love me because you're not trying to provide me and make me happy.
Exactly.
You claim you are, but you're not. Like, you're selfish, you're arrogant, you're narcissistic.
Man,
like,
I could not do
let
that.
Me get into this topic.
And y'all horny as fuck.
Yeah.
She's a little horny, just walking around a little. She's just hanging out. Red, she's just hanging out.
Sometimes you're not horny enough.
Slink, let's get into this next topic. Let's talk about your shit that you got going on. What's popping, big homie Slink? What we working on, man?
Oh, man, I'm talking shit and swallowing spit, man.
What the fuck?
I'm just here, man. Just happy to be in Atlanta. Got a lot of shit happening, man. Got a couple movies coming out, man. Dirty Cops L.A. Mm-hmm. Kings of L.A. Mm-hmm. Goddamn it, Baby Gangsta's playing right now on PrideandUnity.com, or you can find it on Vimeo Direct. Goddamn it, I've just started working on 2 sitcoms. I'm not at liberty to really discuss it too much, but real happy about that.
Yeah, don't want
to
say too much. Don't want to say too much.
Real happy about that, you know what I'm saying? And shooting my own production and shit. My film short drops February 14th, starring myself and Daphnique Springs on YouTube, called Why She Keeps Scratching. So y'all watch my YouTube channel, man. Check out Why She Keeps Scratching, February 14th, man.
What's
you know
she scratching,
bro? Yeah, yeah.
Why? She
you gotta watch
scratching.
It. Yeah. You gotta watch it.
With nails or without nails.
You gotta watch it.
So, what we was talking about before was your appearances, of course, on Adult Swim as Black Jesus, the son of the father himself. You know, I missed that show. What the fuck? Is it over with?
I don't know. I was never given a notice saying it was done, you know, and, you know, based on my experience with it, you know, they let a year or two go by before they do it again. So hopefully they, and then, you know, in the drawing board, putting it back together. So
I'm sorry, I'm eating this amazing.
Eat that shit, look good as motherfucker.
It's Hans from the west side of Atlanta.
Cat or eating dog?
It don't matter. The dog's delicious. I like and the cat is spectacular.
I like
so,
that.
So,
I bet. Vegan. Okay.
Yeah,
the next question
vegan.
I had, the main character we all love and enjoy, we was talking about the motherfucker before you was here, was Lamar from Grand Theft Auto. And shit, so I was under pressure. I asked a question earlier. When are we getting another Grand Theft Auto? You said, of course, that the online franchise is doing so well.
Yeah, again, this is coming from a guy. I don't talk to Rockstar, so I'm not in the offices or nothing. I don't know nothing. I don't know what the hell they doing. People ask me all the time. I don't know what the hell, but I'm just using my own thinking, man. I mean, again, they keep expanding. What make you think they in a rush to make a new one when they can keep building on this old one, building on
that came
five
out
and milk
9 years ago? Like, shit, crazy. He still played. I told him, I'm like, yeah, man, I might play the story mode again.
I'm not too far. I just playing it online.
Hey, man,
online.
I appreciate Bless you. Me, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, man.
So, this character, Lamar, from Grand Theft Auto, that people are familiar with from the story mode and online mode, you got stories in the online mode as well. I'm like thinking, shit, man, you still cashing out in the motherfucker. You said you're not making no more money from that shit.
Nah,
what's up
nigga,
with that?
They paid me when I did it. Nigga, video games don't work like that. Motherfuckers be having the fucked up misconception that a nigga's on. Nah, nigga, cash at me $100. Slink Johnson. You know what I'm talking about? Hit a nigga cash
at me. Put that shit at the bottom
hit
of the
nigga
video.
Sell something. You know what I'm talking about? Shit, man, nah. But, you know, again, I don't want to say I took a fuck deal because I signed it. You know, that was just the nature of the business. And you getting a nigga coming from nothing and giving the opportunity, I'm going to take it. I'm going to tell you, I'll do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I had to do it, I'd do it all over again. You know, because it was an amazing opportunity, an amazing thing. But, yeah, Rockstar know they could throw a nigga some bread.
Damn, man, because that shit came out like 2013, 2012. Yeah. I'm like, yo.
That motherfucker made $1 billion in 3 days. $1 billion with a B.
And that shit.
You got a little something right
there. I had to put a USB drive in my Xbox to download it. That's how big it was.
This nigga still getting updates.
Yeah, that shit big
like,
as fuck.
Was big when
but,
it came
but
out.
But yeah, for that shit to come out in like 2013, we in 2021 right now. That gives you the amazing run that this motherfucker has been on. So it's like, it's gonna cost a lot to produce the next one. So they're like, shit, we gonna produce the next one for the updates for this one we got right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real
so,
shit.
So yes, man. So shit, if y'all can, well, I don't know. I don't want to plug the game. Niggas not getting no extra paper.
Nah, plug it, man. Rockstar, man. Grand Theft Auto 5. Y'all keep, you know, again, it was an amazing opportunity, man.
What was the shit behind that scene? You know what scene I'm talking about.
The haircut?
Nah, the goddamn Franklin Rose. I mean, Lamar Rose Franklin.
The haircut, yeah.
Yeah, ass haircut.
Oh, man, you know that.
Was that shit scripted or was it off the top?
It was off the top.
Wow.
It was off top. You know, they Rockstar had given me a script, and the script was written by some European gentlemen. You know what I'm saying?
White so people.
I'm reading this shit, and I'm like, it take place in Los Santos, which is a mirror image of L.A., and I'm thinking these dudes not going to talk like this. So I'm not going to say I wrote the story, but I translated the script, you know? So, I looked at that shit, I'm like, nah, that nigga wouldn't say that, man.
That nigga said, you get rid of that old ass haircut you got, might get some bitches on your dick. I made it back. Tanisha, stop fucking with that lawyer, doctor, whoever she fucking with. Nigga.
You just might, because that nigga Meek, he's got like a nice line. He got bitches on his dick. I can tell by his line.
You got bitches on your dick, Meek?
Chilling right now, man. I'm just trying to
fuck. Nah, we know you ain't got. I know you ain't got no bitches on your dick, cause you gonna respond that.
You can tell any nigga with an earring that hang, he's a hoe. He's a real whore.
And Pisces, they like
don't
to blend it on
toxic.
Hey, girls.
That's
not the
ain't
hoe.
Remember
long,
remember
the earring back.
No, they still
wearing
that.
Y'all niggas, this is your son.
Maybe you haven't found out how toxic you are yet.
Toxic me.
Talk about this, your son.
Damn, hold on. You gonna start wearing dick rings in the future?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, shit!
It's a pussy ghetto.
Yeah, it's a pussy, I bet. You gonna tell the
this nigga that damn ring.
You gonna tell the Free Before 10 lineup, ain't you? Hey, man, that is episode 49 of the Big Homie's House. We got Big Homie JoJo, Big Homie Meek, Big Homie Slink. Big Homie Zuri, man, episode 49 with the homie. Shout out to the black on shit. The black on Bomade Lemonade. Black on Esoteric. I want to say that shit right. Because I'm lit off this black on lemonade. Happy Black History Month, niggas. Niggas.